Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We are back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, as many of you have done and as we have responded to you, here's the email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Phil Holland is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Phil is an entrepreneur extraordinaire. He founded a company called Yum Yum Donut Shops Incorporated. He's an author. And he helps people like you and me get their businesses going and to get them educated to make sure they have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And he's going to tell us that story. Phil, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Phil, and I appreciate you spending some time with us. And I'd like for you to start out by talking to us a little bit about the business that you used to be in back when you were really focusing on making a profit.
Well, I've been an entrepreneur through most of my adult career. I started in the corporate area and got the wonderful promotion in New York and so on, but I had kind of a genetic predisposition to be in my own business, so I came back to California, and I started building spec houses, and I got into a business of making automatic machinery. I was doing design-build apartment buildings. I got into a business of franchising restaurants, which was not successful. Typical of entrepreneurs, there's some chapter in the middle of their book where something didn't work, and that was true in my case as well. Then I started a chain of donut shops in California called Yum Yum Donuts. And Yum Yum became, well, actually the largest privately owned chain in the country. And I sold my interest in Yum Yum in 1989. We had developed a portfolio of shopping centers in order to build new stores. We would build little shopping centers, and I overnight became in the shopping center business, which I still am in.
So you built shopping centers to house your donut shops?
Yes, right. We would find a we would find a corner that, and we'd go throughout California and look to growing towns, and we would buy perhaps a closed gas station, and the property were too big for a donut shop.
Already zoned, though.
Yeah, right. We would build a 7-Eleven on one corner, a Yum Yum donut shop on the other corner. But then, after I left Yum Yum, it was in 1992. You may remember we had a chaotic condition here in L.A.
The riots.
After the Rodney King riots, yeah.
The horrible, horrible thing that happened.
And there was a huge bureaucracy that sprung up overnight to what their goal was, as they called it, rebuild L.A. Well, you know, as an entrepreneur, I feel that most can be done by private enterprise. So I thought, well, I'll do it my way.
Those genes, those entrepreneurial genes kicked in again, didn't they?
Yeah, right. My wife, who was a former school teacher and principal, took the materials from the two books I had published.
Which, by the way, are The Entrepreneur's Guide and How to Start a Business Without Quitting Your Job.
Right. Those became the basis for a curriculum. And I started going down to Compton at night, teaching a free class on the basic do's and don'ts of starting a business.
You felt you needed to give back to this, to your community, didn't you?
Yeah. This was my turn. And the more I did it, the more people showed up. And I had one student in the early class, a Hispanic guy that ran a small restaurant, and he said, "Well, can we do this in Spanish?" I said, "Sure." So he and a group converted to Spanish, and people came in buses from all over Southern California.
Wow.
And I knew I was onto something. And then the idea was, well, how do I proliferate this? And I then started a nonprofit organization called MyOwnBusiness.org. And after doing the course in classrooms for 4 or 5 years, During this period of time, the Internet was expanding, and that became our delivery vehicle.
Right.
And in 2000, we began delivering the free course. People don't even have to log on. They just go to myownbusiness.org,
mm-hmm.
and they take a 12-session basic course in the do's and don'ts of starting a business.
Let me stop for a second. Let me say that again. Myownbusiness.org.
Right.
I'm on that site right now, and folks, it's an absolutely outstanding place for you to go. Phil, I know you started this with the intention of helping people who may be a little more who are disadvantaged and who don't have all the chances that some people have, and you want to give them something for free. But this is good information for anybody.
People are taking that. We have this month, there will be something over 70,000 people who will be taking the free course.
Just this month. That's great. Congratulations.
This month, yeah. It doesn't even require logging on. Simply go to that site and you mm-hmm. punch up, take the course, and there it is.
Right. You don't have to tell them, give them your email address or anything. Just take the course. What's the essence of the course?
The main theme that we get into in the course is, and this goes through all, we break down business into 12 topics, and it's sequential. The first session is titled How to Pick a Business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people fail in business because they make avoidable mistakes. Well, there's one mistake we think people make, and there's no close second. And that worst mistake is not picking the right business to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a beginning session on how to pick a business. And then the course goes through sessions all the way up through 12. And each session has a quiz. They have sound bites. They have a business plan format that people can fill in. So by the time people end in the 12th session, we have not so much taught them what to do, but more emphasis is placed on what not to do,
mm-hmm.
because we see that people fail in business because they make avoidable mistakes.
Right.
It's
things that they
like
could have learned, things that are knowable that they didn't learn.
Yeah, Jim, exactly.
Yeah. Phil, stand by. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, I want to come back to this part about picking the right business, because I get that question asked a lot. In fact, it was asking me by a reporter on Friday, and I want to pick Phil's brain for a little bit on how to pick that right business. And how much passion has to do with whether you've got the right business or not. And that's coming up right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Phil Holland. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend Phil Holland, the founder and the driving force behind the outstanding organization My Own Business Incorporated, and that's myownbusiness.org. Folks, please check that website out. It's a free site. There's information there that you can benefit from. There's a whole course there on how to start and run your own business that Phil has developed over the years. It's tried and true. And it's available to you at myownbusiness.org. Nothing to buy there, right, really, Phil?
That's correct.
Just enjoy it.
People can buy the textbook and hardcover, but the
right.
course on the website is free.
Right. We appreciate that. Okay. You said that one of the first things that you started telling people was how to pick their own business, how to pick their first business. Now, when I tell people that, what I say is, make sure it's something that you love more than anything in the world after your family and your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I tell them to differentiate between what the business does and the running of the business, because the running of the business will let you down regularly. But the business, the thing that you do, whether it's shoestrings or manufacturing or groceries or whatever it is, if you don't love that, I say, Phil, that I don't think you're going to make it. What do you think?
Well, Jim, you're right on the money there. You know, I think someone has said, find a business you love and you never have to work another day in your life.
That's right.
It's a key ingredient. There are some other things that we go into in the session on deciding on a business. One of them is that we look at businesses in two basic categories. One category is commodity businesses, mm-hmm. and the other are businesses that have pricing power. A commodity business to us is one where you have to have the cheapest cost to survive.
Right. Like Walmart.
Walmart. The airline business is a commodity business. Mm-hmm. You know, if I go from L.A. to New York, I don't pick the airline. I pick the cheapest ticket.
Tires are commodities. Batteries are commodities.
Right.
T-shirts are commodities.
Yep. Running a gas station is a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a great corner in a gas station, and there's another gas station on that same corner, if the guy across the street cuts his price, you're going to end up only as smart as your dumbest competitor.
Right.
So we give signals to people to alert them how to avoid businesses that don't have a pricing power. But there are other businesses that people can create niches in where they can maintain the ability to sell products or merchandise or services at a profit. We find that most service businesses have pricing power.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us
your definition of pricing power.
A pricing power is one where you can generate a selling price over a long period of time where there's a profit included in the price and you're not subject to selling at the cheapest price in town.
One of the things that I think about, Phil, is how to sell something at a premium.
Right,
And let me give you an example. I said a minute ago T-shirts are a commodity, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I know somebody who's taking plain cotton T-shirts, and she's putting her own designs on them for ladies and selling them for, I'm not even going to tell you how much because you wouldn't believe me if I told you how much she was selling these things for. But it's a lot of money, and it's three figures for a $20 T-shirt. But it's because she's doing something special in the delivery of that commodity.
Well, that's a great example. Another example I might cite is I take my shirts to be down to the local cleaners,
mm-hmm.
and it's run by an immigrant family that can hardly speak English. But the second time I went in there, they knew my name.
Right.
And they call me by name.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I leave that place, they say, have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And they've captured my business.
You don't care whether they raise your prices, do you?
Right. Another thing we say is that we think that people should focus on businesses in which they can specialize in something.
Mm-hmm.
We think that specialists will outperform non-specialists in just about any field. When you think about ice cream today, you think about, Baskin-Robbins out here.
Right.
And so many people get involved in businesses where they lose focus. We think that people should, we encourage people to start moonlight businesses. So many people are getting into entrepreneurship today because they fear their jobs are going to be outsourced someplace in another place in the world. And in those instances, we think that the home-run, spare-bedroom businesses where people get their families involved in that business
mm-hmm.
structure should be looked at very carefully.
And you know what's interesting about that, Phil, is that what you just described is the way people did business for centuries.
Absolutely.
Until
exactly.
the 20th century, isn't it?
Exactly.
This is not new, is it?
Yeah, no,
it's classic.
There's nothing new.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Hey, Phil, give us your website one more time.
It's www.myownbusiness.org. O-R-G.
Folks, please be sure to check that website out. Even if you think you don't need it, I want you to go there and find out more about it because I think you'll learn something while you're there. In fact, I know you'll learn something. If you'll spend 5 minutes on Phil's website, you'll learn something. And guess what? You can't buy anything unless you decide to buy his book, which he offers for free there on the website. Phil Holland, thank you for being here. Will you come back again?
Well, indeed, Jim.
Thanks. Phil Holland, he'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back with Philippa Games. It's 29 after. The show is brought to you by IBM.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.